This is Embracing Change with Lakrita Bowman and Jennifer Osborne. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Embracing Change. We're in season 6 of this podcast. Right now, you're joining us for episode 4 of season 6 as we are resetting outcomes. And today, we're going to be talking about reborn equals again. So when you were thinking about this particular topic, what was in your mind? What drove you to consider doing those two, like reborn equals again?
Well, I think it goes back to forgiveness equals freedom.
Our last episode, yeah.
And the reason I say that, I think that outcomes means what are you going to get? So if I say reborn, what is the outcome of reborn? It means, again, I get to do it again. So being, you know, when I look at reborn, the definition of reborn is to, you know, to bring back to life or active or having a spiritual experience inside yourself. So to be reborn, it reminds me, and of course, the biblical point of being born again. So that's like a rebirth, and it's like being reborn. And I think that every morning is reborn. We're reborn every morning.
Yeah.
We get a chance every morning. So what I was thinking about is that the Bible also talks about that every morning is new mercies. So when I look at the sunlight and I wake up when my eyes are open and I see daylight after seeing night, as the Bible talks about that he made one sun, but one rules the day and one rules the night. That's day and night, and they separate themselves. So every night there's a rebirth of a night, and then every day there's a reborn of a day. So, and there's a rebirth. So rebirth and reborn is the same thing. It's rebirthing means to be reborn is to be rebirthed, and to be rebirthed is again. You get to do it again. And again, and again, and again.
Yeah.
And so for me, when I was thinking about outcomes, I think that's where we're too hard on ourselves, because as long as we got breath in our bodies, we can do it again. We can be rebirthed again, and we can reborn a new goal or outcome or focus. I get to again.
Yeah.
And so for me, it's like, you know, you never, as long as you're breathing, you have the opportunity to continue to find what it is you desire about yourself. You get to experience it again and again and again. And so whether the sun is shining and I can see it does not mean it's not there, because if I can see the daylight, the sun is present. So it comes up whether I see it or not. It's born again, whether I see it or not. And so it's your perception, it's how you perceive things, it's the outcome. It is all of that.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
No, it does. It does. It's like starting over. So one thing I love about the morning, and when I hear that verse about, you know, the mercies are new every morning, again, like you said, it's starting over. It's you're reborn, you are new, you are fresh. That all of that stuff is forgotten about, and you're moving forward, you're given a new opportunity.
Every time. And So a lot of times, again, remember when I talked about last time, the whole thing about outcomes is most of us focus on the goals or the end versus considering what is present, what is now, the opportunities that we get again. And so when we began to believe we're a failure, or we didn't do it. But I believe that if you didn't complete what you started and you get another day, you get to do it again.
You get another opportunity.
And so until you really get where you want to be, every day that you live, you get to reborn the outcome you want. And I don't think a lot of times we look at it that way. We too hard on ourselves. And so when I was thinking about this, I was thinking, let me help people give themselves some grace and let them know that they can do it again and again and again. as long as you're breathing, as long as you got life in your body. That's what it is. That's what it means. It means to bring back life, to be active, to do it. You can again. And so I can't say it enough. Reborn means again. And so just being able to think like that with even forgiveness, that's why you 70 times seven, again and again and again and again, until you get to the end result that you desire, to the outcome. And then let's look at in the middle, as you're doing it again and again and again, what are you learning? A lot of times you're learning strength, resilience, you're learning
yourself.
Yeah. You're learning some things are not as crucial as you thought they were.
Yeah.
Some things are not as important as you used to think they were. So you get to read everything again. Like I look at myself at 60, almost 62, and I think to myself, I left prison almost 30 years ago, August the 9th of this year, if I'm living. What have I, it's not the outcome that I really got, it's what I did again and again and again over these last 30 years. What I got to, every morning gave me a new opportunity to reconsider who I want to be.
Yeah.
Again and again and again. And I don't have to get stuck in who I am today, knowing that there's a greater I am tomorrow. And so knowing that, that every day I get to see life from a different perspective. And so learning new things, looking at things differently, seeing people. And I'm going to talk about a situation I was in. I wouldn't have known that I had gotten this far maturely had I not had the opportunity to revisit again a situation. And that is, we talked earlier about, on the last episode, we talked about forgiveness. But I'm going to tell you what freedom means for me is the ability to be able to encounter a very difficult situation, but see it from a different perspective again. And realize I don't have to attach other people's stuff to me.
Yeah.
And that even if that person tells a lie about it, it's not personal. It's not against me that they lied about. It's against themselves. And then it shows their character. And I remember a time I would have taken that with when people do certain stuff so personal. But now, since I've read some books, and one of my philosophy is not to take anything personal. One of the things I try to do is let my word be impeccable.
The four agreements.
Yeah, the four agreements. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And look at those things in that way. You can only, the way you do that is to detach yourself from someone else's stuff. So I don't have the power to rebirth someone else. I just have the power to rebirth me. And that rebirth and that being reborn for them or the situation, they have to decide that. But if I don't get the opportunity to encounter those moments, I don't know the birthing and the growth that I've had. And so I'm learning that to embrace moments that are very uncomfortable for me. Because now if I get this kind of itch about something, I don't know if it's an itch or a feeling or inkling, I'm starting to realize to ask myself the deeper question, why am I feeling that way? What is that really about? First of all, and what I'm doing, honestly, is decreasing myself. The Bible says, you know, I must decrease so he can increase. So I need to decrease me so he that lives in me can increase and he can give me a higher perspective on what's going on. And then I can be led by the greater wisdom inside of us. And hear my heart, listeners. I don't even want to talk about the fact that it's God. You know, let's take God. There is the peace in us that's called wisdom and insight. It's called cognitive thinking. You know what I mean? And there's things in us, you know, that we all have to attach ourselves. There's instincts in us. Come on. There's things in us that you get these weary feelings that you hear this small, still voice inside of you. You can choose. I choose to call it the Holy Spirit because I'm in relationship with the kingdom of God, the triune God, and that's what I choose to call it. but I don't know what you want to call it. So in order to have a reborn experience to do it again, I just want you to be simple and think about the small times that you have thought that something has happened and you just had this inkling feeling about it and something told you not to do it. Something said...
Like intuition.
Yeah. Some said, that is, again, you get to do it again. It's like, wait a minute, you get to ask yourself, where is that coming from? Okay, who said that? What does that mean? Those are the deeper levels of the whys in your own life. And then when you go there or you push yourself past that and you realize, I need to investigate this. I need to be curious enough to see where it's coming from. And then when you do and you find that it could have a conflictual situation with someone else, when you find out that I could find out that, oh, I need to have a conversation with this person. Don't ever back out. Be courageous enough to have the conversation, because sometimes you'll find out the growth and development you've had just by having the conversation. Because you don't have to be reactive to everything that's not comfortable. You can be responsive. And being responsive says, I get to learn that I've been reborn. The way I think about this situation, the way I look at it, the way my perspectives are, the way I feel about it, my insights, my ability to see it different and not even attach it to myself. That's real freedom.
Mm-hmm.
That's freedom.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to move and breathe and have your being without attaching it to anything, just having peace.
Yeah.
That's freedom.
Yeah.
Not looking for the chaos, or even when the chaos come, investigate it. Be curious about it. Embrace it. Sit with it. And then be willing to say, I've been here before. I've did this before. But I get to do it again in a new way. I get to think about it different, feel about it different, and respond to it different.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
that makes sense.
Oh, it totally does. It's like a new chance. It, again, no pun intended there, but being able to start again with something and realizing that you have changed or you've grown. It, as you were talking, I kept seeing like a plant that, when it was small and just starting to grow, the wind could probably bat it around pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
But as it got stronger and bigger and taller, the wind had less of an effect on it.
Exactly.
So,
because what happened, the roots got stronger.
Roots got stronger. The part of the plant got stronger.
Yep. I remember when I had a plant that I got from a funeral and it died. I think you've seen it. And now it's sitting up in the front live and amazing. Someone that works with me has brought it back to life again.
Yeah.
But it was dead. I mean, literally, the leaves were brown. It was dead. They nurtured that plant back to life. I don't know if you've seen it.
I actually haven't paid attention to that.
But it is up in the front, and it is alive again. And when I saw it, I said, look at that. See, I didn't have the gift and the patience to nurture that plant back to life for it to be reborn again. I didn't have it, but she did. And she took and did whatever, cut it away and nurtured it down to nothing. And now it's a plant like it was when I first had it.
Yeah.
And she's like, are you going to take it back? And I said, absolutely not. I'm going to let you keep that plant, because evidently what you've done to it is give it life. And what I did to it took life away.
That's right.
Because I didn't nurture it in the way that it needed to be nurtured.
Yeah.
And that's what life is about. We have to nurture ourselves and our decisions and everything that we desire to find real freedom.
Yeah.
And I think freedom is not being able to do whatever I want to. Freedom is doing what is necessary to give me peace.
Yeah.
I like peace.
Yeah.
And what is peace? Peace is not the absence of chaos. It's the presence of chaos, but being able to put chaos in its proper position.
Yeah, not letting it affect you in that and take away your peace.
Exactly.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking, like with forgiveness equals freedom in our last episode. Like freedom is you don't have all the stress, all of the chaos. You don't have all of the, you know, the ganked up stomach. You don't have all of the mental whatever. You know, you exactly what you just said. You have peace. you have release. You're able to
breathe,
take in a breath. Yeah. I mean, goodness, because the opposite of that, I think that's why I was looking at the opposite, which is the stress and the, you know, not being able to breathe, not being able to sleep, the toxic anger, all of those things. So yeah, it gives you the same opportunity of you get reborn in mm-hmm. forgiveness. You get another chance, you know,
to be the best version of you.
Yeah.
And you also get another chance to let the person who may have harmed you be the best version of them, because you're willing to bring it to their attention and have a conversation.
Yeah.
And so maybe their intent was not to harm you, even though it did, but it creates them the opportunity to look at it again and realize maybe if I do it the next time, which probably will happen again, but the next time I'll be more sensitive in that area, I'll be more mindful, I'll be more present, I'll be more aware. All of those things that I think that COVID, if we took advantage of the last 3 years, it gave us a chance to slow down, to reborn and rebirth things that we had in our mind to do but got so busy, got so caught up, or we were doing things that we was just doing it by autopilot and never stepping off the plane or getting out of the seat to reevaluate, is this really who I want to be? Is this really what I want to do? And this is the direction I really want to go. I think that COVID has did that. COVID has been our friend, though it has created some inconveniences. But if we look at it from a different perspective, it gave us a chance to be reborn, to put our priorities and perspective in a new position, new posture. As I said last time I spoke about posture in your mind,
yeah.
You know, that you can have a mind posture and how you're going to position and posture your mind. COVID gave us that. It gave us a chance to be reborn, to do life again. Some people have left their old jobs and created new jobs and started businesses mm-hmm. and, you know, looked at life different and, you know, realize the things that their family was more important than the time that they were spending, that they had their ladder on the wrong building. So COVID has been a friend. It has helped us rebirth and reborn, get reborn and see things from a different perspective to just do life again in a different way.
Yeah, yeah.
I cannot say rebirth, reborn, and again enough. I can't.
That's
because
good,
I
though.
Think that we don't give ourselves a chance. We something goes wrong. I had an encounter with someone today, and I realized you don't really give. You're hard on yourself. You believe something about yourself that isn't true. You're not perfect, and you don't do everything right. But until you get that revelation, you're going to live in stresses that you don't have to live in. You can really redo this again. And look at life from a perspective that you're not perfect, that you're not going to do it right, that you don't know everything. Because none of us do.
There's a freedom in that right there.
It is. My God, trust me. Hey, my name is Lakrita, and I am delivered, set free, and have peace from controlling life and everybody in it. Trust me. The freedom that comes from that, the peace that surpasses all understanding,
amen,
is me. Because that used to be me. And the reason I did was because my own life was not secure and I wasn't secure in myself. So I've had an opportunity to reborn my thinking, rebirth my ability to move and breathe and to just keep doing life again and again and again. Today, a couple of people saw me and they looked at me and they said, man, something's different about you. Are you losing weight? Are you doing this? And then they said, because your face looks so much younger. And I said, because I am being rebirthed again. Every day is new mercies. Every day is new opportunities. Guess what? What we don't realize is that our hair grows every day. It falls out. It rebirths itself every day. I cut it, it grows back. You hear what I'm saying?
Yep.
My fingernails, I cut my nails. Guess what they do? Naturally, they grow again. You hear what I'm saying? My skin, it sheds every day. We talked about what was one of the things in the air that was part of dust. It's your skin. Yeah. That was the answer. The particles of your skin, because we shed skin every day.
Yeah.
Just because you don't see it don't mean it don't exist. It don't mean that I'm not shedding it.
Right? Your skin regenerates. Gosh.
It reborns itself. It rebirths itself. Yeah. Go ahead. Regenerate.
No, regenerates. I was trying to think of the time frame. I can't remember what it is. But yeah, your skin is constantly renewing itself. It's regenerating. It's shedding off old, and you have like new skin. So
all the time. So yeah, that's all I'm talking about. We get a chance to do the same thing, to find ourselves and regenerate ourselves every day. You know what I'm saying? We get to do that in our thinking, in our emotions, in our forgiveness, in our ability to think, in our ability to have relationships. We get to rebirth, reborn, and do it again every day. Our outcomes, our goals, what we see ourselves becoming every day when the sun comes up, whether it shines or is behind the clouds, doesn't mean it's not there. We get to do it every day again.
Yeah, yeah. There's like power in reinventing yourself, in regenerating, being reborn. At one of my only conversations, well, I've had a couple, but one of my few conversations with Joe Saxton. One time I got to the privilege of driving her around Cincinnati and taking her back and forth to the airport. And we got on this conversation about how God is in reinvention and how there's so many instances in the Bible about being reborn, right? To being reinvented. And if you're not happy with something in your life, like, redo it.
Yeah.
Reinvent yourself. Like, you have that power. Some people get so
rebirth
stuck.
It.
Right. Right. You don't have to get stuck in a thing. You don't have to say, oh, well, I went to college to be a teacher, therefore I've got to be a teacher the rest of my life, but I really don't like it. No. No. Reinvent yourself. Like,
regenerate yourself.
That's right.
Reborn yourself.
Get your freedom through like doing it again. So what if you went to school to be a teacher and you're not happy being a teacher? Do something else.
Okay. And that's what reborn is. It's also active. You know what I'm saying? It's an active word. It's action. You are to do something with that. It is it's life, but it's an active word. Reborn is an active word. It means to get busy. They say either you get busy living or you get busy dying. Which
yep.
one? But don't get busy complaining because you don't get the outcomes you want. Because as long as you're living and breathing, you can do it again.
You can do it again. And like I think about Abraham. You know, he was Abram, and then he was reborn, and he
became Abraham.
He became Abraham. Sarai became Sarah, and
Lucretia became Lucreta.
Lucreta, that's right. And how God then made something new out of something that
Saul became Paul.
Right.
You know what I mean? Simon became Peter.
Yeah.
We got all kind of, you know what I'm saying? You look at Jacob became Israel. So it's all kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Lots of examples.
Examples of again and again, again and again.
Being reborn.
Being reborn. So find something in your life. I asked you last week about a challenge, and I said I was going to ask you this, and I'm going to challenge it for this week, and so we'll talk about it next week. The challenge is, what was our first language? That's what I want the listeners to decide. What was your first language? Hmm. What was your first sound that you made? You spoke something first. What was it?
We will save the answer. I have an answer, but I'm not going to answer now.
Yeah, we will save the answer. But it's amazing that when I looked at it and Googled it and thought about it, I was like, I never saw it that way again. I got reborn a new idea. I learned something new. I'm like, yeah, I've been languaging my life all my life. From the beginning, I've had a language.
Yeah, yeah.
I've had a sound. What was it?
Oof. Mm. I can already feel the deepness of that. That's going to be good.
As we move into identity, right? And move into revise. So
it's going to be some good stuff. Boy, you guys don't want to miss it. Don't want to miss it. Tell a friend about it even.
Yes, 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 yes.
Amen.
Again and again and again.
Again and again. Till next time, guys.
Hi, guys. Every week we get the honor of spending time with you, sharing our hearts and offering insights into all the ways we get turned around as people, and hopefully showing an escape route to better choices. Another place that is offering the same type of path for better opportunities is City Gospel Mission. Since 1924, they've been a beacon of hope to the homeless, those recovering from life-controlling issues, youth, and to those needing job services. If you'd like to volunteer or donate, you can visit www.citygospelmission.org. That is www.citygospelmission.org. Thanks. You've been listening to the Embracing Change podcast. Music production and mastering by Gone Coastal Productions. Podcast editing and production by Jennifer Osborne. Podcast copyright 2021 by Lacreta Bowman.